Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Good day to you all, ladies and gentlemen. This is Richard Martin with details of your wake-up call on Friday, January the 13th, 2017. And here I am talking to you from Malaysia. Trump says he's keen to negotiate better trade deals. We understand free trade, but the exact nature of a better trade deal has never been explained. It seems to be like a better calendar with 100 days, so it's easier to keep track of. A better election process in which your candidate always wins. China exploits its working people to undercut US manufacturers, say the critics. Its factories don't have to abide by US safety, environmental, or labor rules. Pretty underhanded, isn't it? Dastardly. Real capitalist pigs, those Chinese, right? Yes, says the man about to get himself into trouble. The Chinese are bad people, doing a bad thing. We have to retaliate. In the Wall Street Journal the other day, for example, Trump's trade negotiator, Robert Lighthizer, says he wants to, quote-unquote, level the playing field for American workers. But perhaps he should get out one of those new laser levels. Who breathes polluted air? Who works 12-hour shifts in unheated factories? Who makes $1 an hour without complaining so that someone on the other side of the planet can get an everyday low price on some gewgaw at Walmart? Currently, Americans get useful gadgets and gizmos made in China and shipped to the US at Chinese expense. In return, US shoppers give the Chinese pieces of green paper, or the electronic version thereof. The sellers, who already have plenty of US currency, are at a loss as to what to do with more of it. Typically, they sell their dollars for US Treasury securities. In other words, they trade one IOU for another from the same issuer. Since 1990, the accumulated US trade deficit with China has topped $4 trillion and is now running at about $1 billion every 24 hours. Americans have gotten autos, computers, TVs, and other paraphernalia of modern life in the US. In return, the Chinese have gotten precisely nothing. The IOUs have never been redeemed, and never will be. One of the amusements of the year ahead will be to see how Team Trump improves that deal. But wait, this fake money system, not free trade, is the real problem. It may be a great deal for US consumers, but it's a disaster for the US Main Street economy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, as I never cease to point out, the Donate tab is just to the left of the page of Podbean where I put up my little messages to you each week. So please go to the Donate tab and please donate to my show. The minimum is $30 and I am asking for $70 automatically recurring quarterly. So that will give you the inroad to the rest of the show, which comes to you twice a week. It's 1 hour long on Mondays and Fridays. And so I wish you all the best, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be back same time, same place on the next show, which will come to you, as I understand it, on Monday. So until then, take care. Bye-bye for now.
And there you have it. You decide.